Thank you, Christina. And as I think I saw you notice, we did just get video a couple minutes ago, so it's nice to see you as we're talking to you. Next question is for all of you. Ohm crater was observed by all four of you, and we're interested in whether your different viewing angles resulted in how you observed Ohm. Jeremy and Reed saw it first. Were you able to see the ejector rays, the central peak? And then Christina and Victor, you were next, and you observed Ohm later in the past. Could you resolve similar or different features than what you're about to hear from Jeremy and Reed?
Connected to CMN Network.
Ejecta blanket for Ohm, I mean, it definitely changed as we went around the moon, but it did not change that much. It was always there, and it was always fairly apparent. What is more apparent than the ejecta is the brownish-gray, darker area that makes the, 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock cut of the pie shape. That was always very apparent, and the ejecta rays just made that contrast much more apparent. But overall, Ohm did not change drastically as we went around the moon, unlike Oriental, which drastically changed as we went around the moon. And I'll keep going there. I'm kind of going to have to read this question, but I was later on in the orbit that I noticed the ray of Ohm, the primary ray of Ohm, sort of roughly the 3 o'clock position, was on the Mare. And I'm not sure if I was picking that up initially in our first observations, but definitely in the latter. Did you notice that at all? Oh, the near side Mare, yeah. Yeah, Reed says he was noticing that the whole time. That might have been more noticeable to me later on, but that would be the only delta.